So hello and welcome to our first podcast of 2025. For those watching, you will see that we are back in the studio. We are glad to be back here. For those listening, hopefully the quality will be much better than usual. Lads, how are you feeling about being back in the studio?
Cold.
Cold. It's not cold in the studio, just to clarify. It's cold outside.
The studio, I've got the heat on top. Thanks for that.
Yeah, I think more so you three are annoyed that you're actually here though, aren't you?
Yeah, missing Everton. Possibly. Again, not always the worst thing in the world to miss Everton. Yeah.
And but we do anything for this podcast.
Exactly.
And I think Sean knows that as well.
If you're not watching, now get onto YouTube and see the caps.
So. Merch available.
10% I get for each sale, man.
He needs his money back. But no, we are very excited to be here. We've got a good podcast lined up for you. We've possibly got the seating arrangement wrong though, as Sean, I think, should be sat next to Tosh as the hottest new centre-back pairing in the Merseyside football scene. Sean, what have you got to say about that?
I don't know. It's more for the fans to tell me. Tosh, what did you think?
Yeah, it's just an honour, really, playing. I got to play for the mighty RYM for a game. I know they've been begging me for a while, and yeah, finally made an appearance, and it was made even better getting to play next to this behemoth.
I was going to say, about 10 years we've been asking you what an underwhelming debut was.
It was so cold. Maybe I was so unwell on the Saturday morning, maybe even more unwell. I didn't get out of bed until the Monday morning. But as I say, Sean, he held me hand all game, looked after me. So that's what he's got. I've always wanted that. You've got to have that right foot, left foot partnership. Yeah, and Sean, he's got it up there.
It was great. And we got the dub. So what more can you ask for?
And we won't mention Callum.
What does that mean?
The win, a W.
W. Come on, Bob.
Get down with the kids.
Yeah,
we're in podcast world now, Bob. Come on,
32 years of age, Cal, packing in.
Charity games are calling 2025, aren't they, Sean?
That's what we're hoping for, aren't we? I think we've got a few lined up, I think, unless people go back on them.
The ones we're organising.
I think we'll get picked.
People keep telling us that we're playing just to shut us up. I think,
are we big enough to play on our own?
The growth from the last one's been unbelievable, though.
What
percentage increase is it? You're the mathematician.
But yeah, if there's any content creators out there who are planning charity matches and you're looking for four ballers, then four ballers, you know where to look.
And despite what I just said, I would be willing to just play centre half by myself.
Jane is the prerequisite that Sean needs to be there.
It was nice having Sean there, but
I think it's only because you're real part. You've done it now, it's fine. You've done it. So yeah, hopefully catch us on a football pitch near you for the summer. But we'll get on with more pressing matters, which is the podcast for today. So we do have our starting game, which will be Coup Adair's Wins. We have, possibly an Everton themed?
I think it's the most Everton theme we've ever had, isn't it?
Yeah, we've been quite careful to not do Everton themes. Yeah. But yeah, this is probably an Everton themed one.
It also seems very relevant today, doesn't it? So it's like,
yeah, it'll do us. Yeah. And then obviously finishing off with our keeping up appearances game. So we will start with Coup Adair's Wins. For those who need reminding of the rules, Bob or our listeners, I suppose it's a bit like Coup Adair's Wins. So I've got three questions. Each of the other guests will go in a round robin to play each other. They will pick a question to be asked. Each question has a number of answers, and they will try to bid each other for how many answers they think they could get in the allotted time, which is 1 minute. And then if they manage to get their numbers correct, they win. If they don't, should we give the opponent the point? Have we always give the opponent a point if they didn't get it?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Well, the opponent gets the point if they don't get it.
Brother was telling me, I don't know if it was the overlap stolen off us, didn't he?
He did, yeah.
Or off Nichols, anyway. But apparently, he said, I don't know if it was that, it was on another program where someone else is doing it. We were doing it first, I think.
He
did it like, so say if Sean said he was going to nominate 10 and he said like 7. I could come in and finish in the time if I could get the other three.
Do you get the three?
Would that be an interesting add-on?
Or no?
Sean doesn't look keen.
No, I mean, it's up to Callum. Callum's in charge of this game.
It's the only thing we should have mentioned before.
We'll stick as it is for this week, I think.
Brutal fix it.
Yeah, it might get a bit thing, you're minding it, but I think we'll stick to as it is.
If I get desperate, I will start shouting.
If you are losing, you will start jumping in. Also, just on the point of the overlap, I think, was it the overlap? There was another podcast talking about... Doping this week as well. It might have been
They must have been listening.
Colleen Rooney was on the air. They overlapped this week, so I don't think they were talking about him there.
Just no, Rooney being a dump. They showed the picture of him with the big lollipop. That is the greatest sport photo ever. That it's got to be.
Yeah.
It has got to be. Quality.
Did you mention that on the overlap this week? Has anyone watched it?
Nah. I haven't seen it. No. But we'll press on. We'll stick with you two can go first.
Sean. Play the winner in the final.
Yeah, probably. You got the bye. Sean, I'll let you pick first. Question 1, 2, or 3?
I'll go 3.
Question 3.
Yeah, I should let you go that really, shouldn't I? I'm sorry, Bob.
Let me get my stopwatch out. So, question 3, Sean.
Do you want me to watch the time so you can just...
Is...
Oh, nice one, Cal.
Given that there's all this talk on Trent Alexander-Arnold moving to Real Madrid, today's question 3 is English players to have played in the Liga since 1980. There are 20. So please start bidding now, Sean.
That's grim, that.
3, 4.
I don't like that one.
It was a very
5, 6.
You can count. We know that.
I'll go 7.
You've got a minute, remember, as well. They can see the answers there.
You've got a minute.
I definitely can't.
You can see.
I don't want to test myself.
Right, I'm going to ask him to name. Oh, I don't think you can do 8.
Name 8.
Get them covered.
So I'm keeping tally.
Right, are you ready, Bob?
3, 2, 1.
Go.
Jonathan Woodgate.
Yes.
Michael Owen.
Yes.
Jude Bellingham.
Yes.
David Beckham.
Yes.
Oh dear.
Who do you play for?
4 more.
This is grim.
Come on, Bob. Come on.
My mind's completely gone blank.
This was also the second answer we had. And then 3 went 4. Just stop it then.
You got plenty of time. 30 seconds.
That's too much time for me.
What year is it from?
1980. 1980. Did you have someone from 79?
Lineker?
Yeah.
Oh, God. This is grim. And English. Nah, screwed.
You got 10 seconds to keep going?
I can't do it.
No, you don't.
No, I'm done. Can't do it.
This is a football podcast.
Sure, do you want to jump in and see if you can make it?
Michael Owen.
Kieran Shipp, yeah. Conor Gallagher.
Oh, for God.
Did they have to be English? Did you say, or did you say British?
Yeah. English.
I was thinking Laurie Cunningham.
Yes.
Oh, God.
I was going to say John Aldridge, but he's technically Irish, isn't he? Does John Aldridge count now? No. He's born in England. He would have been more recent. Beckham was the first one for a while, wasn't he? Steve McManaman.
Didn't I say for God's sake.
There must be some who've played for like just not as good teams.
There's a controversial one. Many would say that Spanish team shouldn't have bought.
His name?
Mason
Greenwood. Yeah,
Mason Greenwood.
Stan
Collymore.
He played for Real Oviedo, I think, didn't he?
Patrick Roberts. And some of the old ones. I mean, you were never going to get some of these.
I was never going to get
Rafa Mead, Sammy Lee, Adrian Heath, Dalian Atkinson, Kevin Richardson, Vinny Samways, Mark Draper, and Charlie Ironson, whoever he is.
Phil's dad.
but well done to him. If you would have got that, you would have won. That was like the golden.
What a great point that was for me.
People calling Trent the new him.
so we say. Right, so now we'll have Bob versus Tosh.
Oh, this'll go well.
Good form. He's on good form now, so.
You can pick 1 or 2.
2.
That was actually harder than I thought. Question 2.
Stop laughing at me then.
Just you got all your answers within 4 seconds and then get another one.
You're off the same level, JT.
Sean, are you ready to, So question 2 is, given it's FA Cup weekend, the top 25 goal scorers in the FA Cup.
Oh, I hate ones like this.
Who's gone
first? Tosh, open a bit then.
4, 5. It's just so hard, isn't it, FA Cup? Because there'll be also some people you've never heard of.
Yeah, they're old ones, aren't they?
6, 7.
Ooh.
I've made the rough me on back now, because if I don't say name him, he's going to make me name them next time. I definitely don't want to name 8.
That's the game. That's who it is, wins.
I'd defy him to name 7 and not get one wrong.
I like Nick having a go at naming them.
Come on now. Do we not? have the opportunity to get one wrong.
No. If you get one wrong, you're out. Like.
Oh, right, okay.
Go on, name them.
Right, you ready? How many did you say?
Also, as well, if it does name, it's 1-1-1-1, and then it gives me the chance to level it before going into the last one.
Yeah. 7-3-2-1. Go.
Rooney.
Yes.
Okay, I'm not immediately out then. Harry Kane.
Yes.
Frank Lampard.
Yes.
Didier Drogba.
Didier Drogba.
Are you joking, aren't you?
That's been one of my first of it.
On the list.
That would have been my banker.
Yeah, he's not on the list.
The only one I was thinking I would have gone Ian Rush.
He's top.
Yeah.
Oh, was he? Oh, right, okay.
He's top. So unlucky, Bob. You mean you died at 25 seconds?
Yeah, but I mean, he did give arguably the most obvious one, which obviously was wrong.
Just getting straight like Henri Shearer.
Shearer, yes.
No Henri.
Nope.
And they had some long runs in it, didn't they? Arsenal, that's in final 3 years in a row.
There's some like that you would, again, you probably would never even heard of.
It's not just like old like Premier League strikers, though. Like you can just.
No, there's definitely a lot that you should have got.
Sheringham.
Andy Cole.
Sheringham, yes. Cole, no. Aguero, Defoe.
Owen.
Jimmy Greaves is third.
Was he? Yeah.
Crouch. Bent. Giroud.
Which one?
Beckford. Yeah.
Who scored one, didn't he, against United?
What a goal it was. Yeah, got him his move.
Yeah.
Got his move, so.
Hey, come on.
That was hard.
So, this for you to take the...
Special effort.
Final.
Oh, yeah. Well, you did say that, to be fair. Yeah.
We both got it by Bob, nothing else in me. That was that. I would have been my job. Would probably be my first guess.
I think he'd be my first as well.
The only one at Rush, I remembered, obviously, scored a couple of finals against Everton, but, yeah, I don't know. Right.
Ready?
Bob, you've got to be counting, remember, as well.
But this is you to bid first, isn't it? So, the question is, given that we've had the League Cup semi-finals this week, losers of the League Cup final since 2000. There are 16 different losers from 2000 in the League Cup final. Bid, Sean.
5.
6.
7.
8.
I'm torn because I reckon I could give it a good go, but I might just get one wrong.
Be brave. I don't think you'd get one. I don't think you get one wrong. There's not like, yeah, I don't think you get one wrong.
Name
8.
I'd have gone to 10. I like having a go. I can't sit and not have a go. Ready, go on.
Right,
then.
Ready. 3, 2, 1, go.
Liverpool.
Yes.
Bradford.
Yes.
Arsenal.
Yes.
Bolton.
Yes.
Tottenham.
Yes.
Manchester United.
Yes.
I'm struggling now, though. Tottenham, Chelsea, didn't they? I don't know why I'm not thinking of the teams that beat. Cardiff.
Yes.
Birmingham.
Right, you're already on 9.
Yes.
You've already got it.
You've done it.
Pop sat there going,
yep. I was going for a more emphatic victory against
you. That's fine, I'll take it.
You got the dub, as Bob would say.
I wouldn't have got that, like the Bolton and Bradford, but I reckon I got the others.
Go on, who else do you think?
To be honest, I usually like when I do them ones going through the years, but I didn't, so I'm just trying to remember notable winners. So I couldn't remember, like, obviously the big boys, been there.
Villa lost one to United, didn't they?
City?
I couldn't remember if City had lost
one. Did Sunderland lose one?
Yes, correct. Sunderland did lose.
That's what I meant.
Bradford lost to Swansea, didn't they?
Yeah.
That was what I remember them.
How many more have we got?
1, 2.
Leicester.
3, 4, 5, I think you've not said.
Trammy
with the fit. Trammy with 2000. Yeah. 2000.
And then Birmingham 2000 the year after,
yeah.
2000. Villa, like Liverpool beat United, I think 03. I think 4 might have been. Oh, no, Blackburn beat Tottenham, didn't he? I think in 02. But yeah.
Want the rest? Villa.
Go on.
Villa, Wigan, Southampton, Newcastle.
I was going to say Newcastle, but.
When did Newcastle get beat?
It was United, wasn't it?
A couple of years ago.
Two years ago, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. When he had Thingy in goal, Karius, at that game.
Yeah, they did, yeah. You know.
Right, fair play, Tosh.
Two of those wins, well done, Tosh.
Another good game, Callum.
You won.
Yeah. I think overlap can't do that as much justice as we did.
Yeah, imagine Carragher with his encyclopedic knowledge of footy coming up against those
four. Carragher
the god, I answer straight away.
Right then, as always, after our first game, we're going to move to M5. I was just about to say that last week's M5 was last year.
You haven't done one since the
Would it almost quiz. Grinch-like?
Oh, it was, yeah.
Yeah. That was that great one.
Anyone know one?
Nah, don't you worry, check it out on the poll. Why are you checking out this week's poll? Check out last week's poll.
Graham Poll.
Yeah. I think it should have been Dermot Gallagher then, speaking of Graham Poll, he won.
Should have been.
Right then, this week, in aid of being in our studio, we're going to try and get for another discussion one. So, as Sean and Callum alluded to in the intro, probably our most Everton-based one we've done so far. In the last couple of weeks, Everton announced that they're going to be doing some test events at the ground, so they're going to be playing a couple of matches. Leighton Baines is going to be the first manager, is he, Bob? Is that right?
He certainly is. Under-18s, the first event with 10,000 fans there.
What happens if he gets the promotion to the job? Did we apply? Did you apply for the event?
Yeah, I did.
But yeah, so what our idea this week is, we're going to all present our ideas of what we think the test event should be rather than just an under-18s match. If we were in charge, what would we go for the test event? So we're going to hopefully be as imaginative as possible. We had some great ideas, I think, when we've done some of these ones in the past. Like, I'm thinking the alternative penalty shootout where we had all sorts of mad things going on. So, yeah, I don't know who to start with this week. Obviously, Callum's done his bit. You can have a rest. Anyone want to dive in? I don't want to go first, to be honest. I don't like mine.
That's a good start.
Leave it off the Graham poll then.
You go first, thanks, and we'll get better.
Okay. Cheers. Right, then. I don't think I should be going first, but anyway, Sean's the boss. So, my idea then. So, I'm not going to go too mad. I'm still going to have a football match. So I'm going to pick a football match. And I think when they're testing the ground for all the different things, they've got to get all the important things. Obviously, I'm sure it's about getting people in the ground, making
safety.
Sure it's, yeah, safety, all that sort of nonsense. I think what we should be testing, if it's the new Goodison, is the ability for booing. And I think we need to get it really good. So what I'm proposing is we have a match, which is an Everton team versus an all-star team. And there's just going to be plenty of booing. So I've made a note of the teams. I'm willing to get other people's thoughts. I think you'll all give me some good suggestions. So the Everton team, I'm going to pick former Everton players who are absolutely hated. So I've gone a 1-11, managed by Rafa Benitez. I'm going to say Mark Clattenburg's the referee as well. I'm going to put that out there straight away. So I'm getting the booing going in.
You could have 11 referees there.
Yeah. I was originally just going to pick the current Everton team, because I'd like to boo them as well. Yeah. So I was going to do that, but I'm not. I'm going to go for former players. And I jotted this down quick because it wasn't my original idea. So the team I'm going to go for, I was struggling for a goalkeeper. Who's a former goalkeeper we hate? The only one I could think of was Paul Gerrard. Just because I hated him.
Who's the one who conceded loads to Tottenham? Was it Bart?
Ed Spencer-Barton. Yeah, he's not hated though. I was thinking of former Liverpool, like Sander Vestas.
That's who I had.
I'm happy to go with either. And then going Abel Xavier, right back.
Yeah, fair enough.
Ashley Williams, centre half with Julian Lescott. Struggle for left back as well, Luca Dean.
I'd say Mikalenko, to be honest.
Couldn't play Mikalenko.
Okay, sorry.
I don't actually hate Dina, but he gets a bit of stick when he comes back, especially when he celebrates at that time after he scored.
Ooh. Thierry Small.
Oh, yeah. I mean, no one would know who he is. Like, but Thierry Small, but yeah, he did annoy people. I'm then going on the left, Anthony Gordon.
Yeah.
A midfield.
World's worst Barnes.
Nicky Barmby and Ross Barkley in the middle. Nicky Barmby a bit out of position. Dan Gosling on the right.
15 years ago, yesterday or the day before, was that game against Liverpool. 15 years ago.
No, it wasn't.
It was.
The replay?
Yeah.
It wasn't.
It was.
It was
15
that
years
was February.
Ago.
The first game, maybe.
Don't check it now. Carry on, Tosh.
It was a fourth round replay, wasn't it?
My brother's given me false news.
I don't know.
I'm
going to guess.
He done that to you for you to bring it up today.
They only check it's third or fourth of Feb. That.
I'll check it in.
It's a fourth round replay. Anyway,
carry on.
Where was I up to? Yeah, so I had Bambley and Barkley. Dan Gosling's a controversial one because obviously he's remembered for that great moment, but the way he left, he did get booed when he came back. And then I'm going for Thomas Radzinski up front, left under a bit of a cloud, got used to get booed when he came back. I was going to think Rooney because obviously he was the ultimate boo boy, but he probably wouldn't get booed now.
And he did redeem himself.
Exactly, that's what I mean. He wouldn't get the boo. But then striker obviously. And captain, Neil Mopay.
Yeah.
King.
And I think,
legend.
Yeah, the king. Wow. Yeah, sure king. Yeah. So that's my Everton team. So they're going to be coming out and I'm expecting when that team is announced, plenty of boos for that one. They're all stars or just anyone who's played for anyone else. Any Everton players I've missed for a start, do you reckon? Anyone that jumps to mind? Really got us booing.
My mind's gone blank.
Yeah, it is hard. It was hard. I wasn't going to do that. I think you've done well, one team.
Yeah.
They're all stars. Again, the goalkeeper was the hard thing. It's hard to remember goalkeeper. So I've just tried to go when I couldn't think of one that Everton hated or a Liverpool one. I've just gone for like a comedy sort of goalkeeper who always got booed. So I've gone Jens Lehmann.
Yeah, he'd play up to the crowd as well.
And also that famous goal where Johnson scores. He sort of got Johnson in a headlock a bit before that. Oh no, afterwards as well, but the fighting. I've gone Gary Neville, obviously sent off for kicking the ball into the crowd. Jamie Carragher, John Terry and Andy Robertson. I think
I know who's going to win this game.
Yeah. All right. And that's the best part. Everton will definitely beat. And Steven Gerrard is playing in the middle. He is going to score the winner.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah,
well, I'm just going to balance straight away with
Robbie Savage in the middle. Robbie Savage is in the middle with Bruno Fernandes. I've stuck Steven Gerrard on the right, as he often did. He often got stuck out there. El Hadj Diouf on the left.
That is the king.
And the two strikes have come up with Suarez and Fowler. So I think plenty of boos there. It's a good team.
It's unbelievable.
It's going to be 5 or 6-0, but even better. Yeah, as I say, they're going to be managed. Again, I was struggling for a manager, so I just went Klopp, obviously hated by good at the Everton crowd, and Mark Clattenburg refereeing.
Assisted by Atkinson.
Yeah, well, anyone. I'm sure you could pick any referee, Bob, and you'd remember something he did to
him. Don't. We got an hour and a half.
Yeah. But yeah, I think them two teams coming out, that team's going to play in a Liverpool kit as well to really get the crowd going. Yeah, I think Everton, the Everton team could be booed more than the other team.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it really got the crowd going, really booing. I'd love to see a head loss. I already can't wait for the first head loss at the new ground when it's just mad. So,
do you know what would be the best thing? Is like if Gerrard scored a screamer and like Mopay started celebrating or something.
Imagine how much Mopay is looking forward to this game. Like, honestly, more than anything. And again, he'd probably score, wouldn't he? Just to like spite us as well. Yeah. So yeah. Yeah, Mopay, I think, going to be the star of the show. Yeah, I just think it'd be great. I think really booing. And again, just... it'd be great if like the fans turned up not knowing what it was going to be.
Yeah.
And they just like, we're expecting you.
So it's a mystery event.
Yeah. They're turning up and they're like, oh, we're going to see Everton. And then you see like they're playing like a Premier League All-Stars. I'm like, wow, great this. You wouldn't invite in Liverpool. And then you get an Everton team of which they hate them all. And then you get a team full of obviously a lot of Liverpool and just generally hated people who are obviously going to batter the Everton team.
Yeah, it's a solid team. I can't really think of anyone else.
Yeah,
I hate so many people, so I'm really surprised.
I've just realised I've forgotten.
Go on.
Son.
Oh,
and I had him on my list as well.
Yeah, he's got to be there.
I'd have Zinchenko in it, mate. I hate him.
Why?
Just hate him. Big crybaby.
Since the war, you've hated him, haven't
you? Real agenda I've got, yeah.
Yeah, I think I'd have to go somewhere to add it. Maybe Bruno Fernandes, put Gerrard back into the middle.
Yeah,
but everyone hates Bruno Fernandes.
He's just hateable, isn't he?
Yeah, Son, I should have got him. Or I could take him out for Suarez or Fowler.
I'd take Fowler out, to be honest.
I remember though Fowler was hated, especially after that celebration as well. Yeah, bit of a rat, isn't he?
Anyway,
that's my.
You can be on the bench.
Yeah, I should have maybe give you a bit of notice, Nash, to come up and see if there's any names of Mystic to test me. But yeah,
the listeners can do that.
Yeah, the listeners can.
Well, clip it up, let us know on the comments.
Yeah, I think it'd be interesting, Everton ones who you come up with. I think Radzinski and Gosden. I've got a right winger, or a winger in general, and a striker. I think there's a potentially gap, and a goalkeeper. I reckon there's definite better suggestions there.
Think of who left then.
Acrimonious circumstances. Yeah, I mean, that's what I was trying to do, but I cut.
Ryan McBride did a little bit, didn't he?
What? Did he?
It wasn't Brian McBride. Like,
I think it was more of a money spun. Like,
was it?
Yeah. No, I think that was half.
McBride always got a clap when he came out.
Did he?
Yeah. Radzinski definitely didn't.
No.
Because again, he was sort of trying to snare us off. Anyway, for the listeners, come back to us with a better team.
Yeah, definitely.
Hit the social medias.
Yeah.
Considering you don't like that, Tosh, that was great.
No, do you know what? I did not like it. I just think it was like,
there'll be some more exciting and agitated ones. But I think, yeah, I like the idea of making the team. So, yeah, I think that'll be a good test event, getting the booing going, set the tone for what's probably going to be the next few years.
Optimistic.
Yep. Anyone want to jump in next?
Do you want me to go? I don't mind. Mine's on a similar line, I'd say, so I'll go next.
Okay. Go on then, Sean.
Yeah, so I am also going to keep it to a football match. I think, obviously, if you're having an event there, it needs to be kind of custom for what the stadium's going to be for. But I think most fans like to see their team kind of keeping up to date with like current affairs and like being on the cutting edge of what the kids are talking about. So I've decided I want Everton to get into bed with the BBC and to create a partnership with the traitors.
Oh right, okay, this is a lot better.
I want Everton and the traitors to become intertwined, and we can do the first ever live traitors in front of however many fans, whatever it'll be. I don't know if it'll be a full capacity. So the idea will be, I think it's fairly easy to run, to be honest. It's probably just a training session, that's how easy it is. But I would get two teams. It would just be an intra-squad friendly, so it would be first team, under 23s, mix them all up, whatever. I'd also bring back former managers. Obviously, we currently don't have one. I don't think it's fair to put Leighton and Sheamus. I don't think it's fair to put them in the final line for this. So I'd also bring back Benitez and potentially a Koeman or someone like that.
Would it not be better if you had like a faithful, like someone we'd like?
I mean, that's everyone's idea.
Yeah. We'll see. So the idea behind it is each team, obviously you've got your full squad, each team are going to have a traitor within it.
Ooh.
So each manager, so Koeman and Benitez, will decide who's going to be a traitor within their team. Their job for the full 90 is to sabotage. Now, if this happened for most Premier League teams, it'd be very noticeable. I imagine if like Salah became a traitor, it'd be noticeable. The beauty of the Everton team is
nobody.
Most people sabotage it every single week.
I was going to say, what do you think? We've got three.
I think they've already started. This is just another one of the keeping up appearances, like copies. What are you doing?
But yeah, I think it'd be great to just kind of, while you're watching a game of footy anyway, you'd be buzzing off the new ground, watching a game of footy, but you're also watching it thinking, he's terrible him, but is he doing it just for this game? Yeah. I can't decide. And then at the end, so obviously I forgot to say as well, Claudia Winkleman is very much at the helm here. She's out on the pitch before half time. She's riling everyone up, doing all the little goff, little tricks that she does. And then at the end, all the fans download an app and they've got to decide who they think was the traitor.
Absolute woke nonsense.
Yeah.
No, I do like it.
No, you don't.
I genuinely do. It's really good.
There's no big prizes or anything. It's just a big showcase event live on the BBC to put us in front of the country and the nation, and then, see how terrible our players really are.
Yeah.
And there's only one traitor per team.
Well, it could be little Claudia come out at half time and say the traitor's got to recruit. And then he can recruit an extra traitor for the second half.
It might just be that Jack Allison's playing that badly. Say, listen, you need to come with him. You're too obvious. You'll ruin the game for everyone.
The question was going to be, who is the most obvious traitor in our current squad? Would it be Jack Allison?
I feel like, I feel he's getting a bit of a stick for the moment and he probably deserves it. I was going to say someone like dreadful. Beto, but like Beto would walk out the room and tell someone he's the traitor.
He's too honest.
He can't hold on to anything. So like,
He's not gone a 15 game run without a goal, has he?
I'm sure he has at some point.
I bet he has.
He's been on two since he's been in Everton. No, I think it's a good idea. Yeah, I'm just trying to think. Like, so did you say, sorry, the other team, are they just a random team? Or did you say
it's intra-squad. First team, under 23, all mixed together.
So you could have on one team, Harrison, and then on the other, Mikulenko.
Yeah,
that kind of thing.
Yeah, so they're all mixed up.
There'd be loads of suggestions.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Because obviously we don't want to just have first team against under 23 because we might not know them as well. Whereas if you've got Ashley Young and like Mikulenko.
Yeah, but I reckon Decore is. And like he scored that goal to keep us up. That's like to throw everyone off the scent. I think he's been playing this last year.
That was real well played.
To be fair, he's done well there.
He's done well there. And what has Mikulenko and Harrison done?
Mikulenko scored the goal against Leicester when we stayed up.
Yeah, what a goal it was too.
Yeah, that was a great goal.
I suppose Harrison.
But also in the game as well, you'd be watching Harrison and you think, well, actually, he's only just been told he's a traitor. I don't think it'd be too obvious. I'd be playing those games that you're reading too much into it. Like,
sure.
I also think it might, like, not that you'd want it to happen, but it's a big potential. It's a big ask of, like, Benitez and Koeman to get it right. Because, do you know what I mean?
They've never got anything right.
But that's what I mean. It might.
Koeman could bring Umani Ash back into the fold.
He could.
And, like, drop him in and
looks
like a faithful.
Yeah, he could do that. Honestly, the possibilities are endless. But this, my plan, as I say, I want this to become a partnership. It's not just it's like the NFL in Tottenham. I want the traitors live to be a good Bramley Moore for the foreseeable. Imagine
it. With Everton
every year. We'd be there in a couple of years.
Because we're just going to get used to this forever.
Yeah, we are the natural choice.
Yeah.
If the BBC
were thinking, it's not going to be other teams, it's going to be Everton.
Because BBC would be thinking, we can't do this with anyone else. Yeah. It'd have to be Everton.
The problem is, if we play a charity game in the summer, sure, everyone's going to think you're a traitor. Everything, you took your idea for the charity game.
I think he was on Saturday.
Just look at Sean's boot.
Yeah, my traitor is then.
Has he got another traitor in them? My question for your show, sorry, I was waiting to ask, is when it's a test event, so it's the first thing, are we inviting so that it's the normal crowd, or is it like people who want to see the traitors crowd?
No, it's an Everton crowd.
Because just imagine that. It's kind of like, you know, as you say, that like bit like mine with the shock of when they come in and like just like you're the Everton dad shouting, you know, I think he's the traitor. He's a traitor.
Traitor. Traitor. You know, I think it'd be nice. It'd get conversations, though. That's what you want.
I don't think to start that. The season should call players traitors.
Well, yeah, I think it'd be good. It's the kind of conversations you want, bringing people together, talking about how much they hate everyone.
I think bottom with Bob is a bit of woke nonsense, to be fair, though. Again, that sort of thing, you can't be bringing them into football.
I called it woke nonsense because when you started talking about being modern and that kind of thing, I thought you were going to do like a influencers game, like the...
Well, now you're talking.
If there are any influencers who want to play in any games.
I'd love to play Bramley Moore. I'd absolutely love it.
Yeah. No, I think, unless anyone else has any other points.
I think that's a fun shout.
Second best idea we've heard so far.
And probably is, yeah.
And when you get eliminated, you get thrown in the Mersey.
No. Not even that's involved.
We'll come to yours. Yeah. We'll come to your idea now, Bob. Right, then.
It does roll on quite nicely there.
Okay, well, we absolutely will. So we'll go to our third suggestion, Bob.
We've talked extensively already on how useless our current Everton team is. And I think everybody forever has thought how can such and such a player be a professional football player? I'm better than him. I've kind of come to the conclusion now at the age of 32 that I'm not better than anyone in the current Everton squad, but in certain situations I would do the same thing in every situation as Jack Harrison. So my idea for a test event is that you kind of enter a competition and you nominate your least favourite Everton player and you have a one-on-one game against said player. So it gives Everton Dars, us on around the table, everybody the opportunity to go against the likes of Jack Harrison, Vitaly Mykolenko, and you can kick seven layers of SH out of them, challenge them in their skills, or rather lack thereof, see who comes out on top. And I'm fairly confident that if I got a chance at kicking Jack Harrison in the knees, I'd be able to get the better of him. And the perk of the game is that the winner gets a contract at Everton, so I'd replace Jack Harrison in the current Everton squad, and then the loser immediately gets shot out of a cannon.
Jack Harrison have to come on here.
Yeah. No.
He might try.
It's much worse. Jack Harrison immediately gets shot out of a cannon into the River Mersey just behind the stadium. I think that's a pretty solid option, and I think there would be a lot of people signing up for that.
Can I just ask, what is the game?
You just have a bit of a kick about.
Just to boot each other.
Yeah.
You said 1v1, didn't you? So like a little like 1v1 match. Like, you know, the goals or
I can't remember what version of FIFA it was years ago, but when the game was like starting, well, like before the game started, they had like players running at each other, and you do that kind of thing. It's kind of like the old pens in the MLS. You do that kind of thing, but
goalkeeper wars.
Yeah, but I'm expecting it to get a lot more violent, and I just really want to kick Jack Harrison.
In terms of like the test event.
Yeah, so it's kind of like a wrestling event.
No,
almost.
But it's the crowd.
Yeah, there's a crowd there as well.
The crowd just turns up, and then you just like say seat number, so you're up. They're all there, and then then you picture Harrison.
Have you seen the kip of some of the people? They get up for the crossbar challenge every week.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm worried it's going to turn out like when I did soccer AM. Imagine the comments.
It'd be worth it at that.
Yeah, it would.
Imagine the socials.
Yeah, does, yeah.
You do know, like, realise, we all say this, like, even if you're as accomplished a defender as, say, Sean, as we've seen on Saturday, you're just never going to get anywhere near Jack Harrison to kick Jack Harrison.
Yeah.
I bet you're a wood. I bet you're £1 million.
I think the better you could do, like, where you swap yourself with them to like prove a point.
No, you want
no,
to
but
kick
I think that.
Is it the point that you try to kick Jack Harrison?
Bob would have to get subbed off again, though. Twice.
Is it you just want to kick Jack Harrison?
Pretty much, yeah. And
I don't think we have to do that on the ground. I think we just find him anywhere.
So it's just a normal match, and whoever's playing worse, that's what happens.
Yeah.
So what's the actual match for the test event? Just first game of the season, or? No, like no, just
no. It's around pre-season.
Yeah. So just before the season, we're getting you on to kick out one of our players.
It's like a public pre-season training session, and it's like player against fan, and it's like a gladiator kind of thing. Satan squad. I've just decided on that. Now.
Yeah.
Mark Lattenberg comes to this.
The main thing is I really want to kick Jack Harrison in the knee
and shoot him out of a cannon.
Yeah, that will
be.
But
the thing is, if he wins, do you get shot out the cannon?
Yeah.
No, when he wins.
Yeah.
If he wins, I don't know, it's 50-50. Yeah. But so you got the cannon.
I got the cannon.
What's the one-on-one? You've got to score past them.
We've been to this.
I don't think you've got to like take him on once, or you've got to get him on score.
Now that I've decided it's a pre-season game, you like got mini pitches set out on the pitch.
Oh yeah, okay.
So there's loads of fans going against their least favourite player, so it's me against Jack Harrison.
So, like, loads of players could be shot out of Canada.
Yeah.
So we could like
the Mersey just game. Swim on the blue kit.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
And then it's like one on one. You got goals either side, so it's like
first to three is one.
Yeah, first to five.
He's finally made a decision.
I was going to say, you're talking like somebody who's only just thought about it. That's your problem.
Yes, so hopefully Jack Harrison ends up in the Mersey.
And so many other fans.
I love how, is it because you plan it, you're not in the lottery, you get your place automatically because it's your idea.
My idea. Yeah. And actually, I think it'd be just me and my brother. My brother hates Mikulenko, so we'd
I'd back your brother, to be fair. I wouldn't back you, but I'd back Pat.
Yeah, that's better left back as well.
Yeah.
He's a lot, Pat.
Who would we all play against?
Karl Mikulenko. Tosh, I'm not sure who you hate.
I don't hate Mikulenko.
Sorry, Pete.
How could you find that out?
Yeah, I'd go against the core. I'm just thinking who Tosh might
Who does Bob think I hate?
I don't actually know.
Yeah, do you know what? I don't know, mate. Hate's a strong word, isn't it? I'm a lover, not a fighter, Callum, you know.
Correct.
you can't enter the gladiator.
Just don't buy a ticket.
I mean, most of them, maybe.
I don't know most of them. Hate's a strong word. I don't really hate anyone.
I'm a lover.
I don't like most of them. I wouldn't say I hate any of them. Maybe it might have to be Harrison. Yeah.
What if he's already picked them?
Yeah. Well,
he's already in the Mersey.
Bob's in the Mersey.
He plays him soaked.
Before I've even had the chance to pick, man, Bobby's already in the Mersey. Bob has lost that match before I've even had the chance to pick. So Harrison.
You're like, Harrison's actually quite good.
He's not.
Maybe Coleman, just to wind Bob up. get Bob going. Right then.
Yeah,
I mean, good discussion from it, but
terrible idea. But yeah, good discussion.
Great idea.
Yeah.
Fueled by hatred, and you've got to applaud that.
Yeah, exactly.
Right then, Callum, last one for us, please.
So I will wrap us up with probably similar to Sean's in the fact that it's maybe a bit of a television show coming back. One of the best television shows of all time, Wayne Rooney Street Striker. I would like us to bring the former Everton player back to do a live Wayne Rooney Street Striker. In and around the ground as our test event. I'm thinking we can use things tyres, JCBs, cones.
Have they still got those in the ground? Or?
Yeah, just in and around the ground. With the, you know, yeah, just
cleared them
just
away.
Just recycle them. Just, you know, so they're
not there. So JCBs not to go. They're yeah, probably still there now.
Exactly. So I think they're usable. We can do them for the drills. We've got the little dock outside it. Get the barge. Anyone remember the barge drill? Barge drill's there. We can play that outside. You're testing the outside arena, the fan park, everything else to watch that. So you're doing the barge drill. Then we can go inside and we can start using the JCBs, the cones, the tyres.
The JCBs are on the pitch, sorry.
No, well, they'd be like sort of around the edges and stuff, and you'll have to try and pop it in. We can get someone on the roof to throw the ball down just to test if the roof is safe. They can throw the ball down, touch it, and they can knock it into the JCBs, things like that. We can use the goals, cones, tyres on the goals, practice your accuracy. There's loads that can be done as a Wayne Rooney Street Striker in a new stadium. And the answer will be there as well, obviously, with Wayne Rooney. I don't know if anyone watched the Ronaldo documentary he did, where he, towards halfway through the play, shouted lights and the lights went off. And it was like testing Cristiano Ronaldo if he could still do what he was going to do. He can test the lights. So it'd be a night game, it'd be like having a night time, halfway through the drill, lights go off, bring them back on. So we are testing like literally every little thing, to be fair, inside and outside the ground. The crowd will be there. The thing is, it will be like an Everton Legends who are going to take part in it. Possibly Everton Legends.
That's what you need to do with him, right? He thought this was terrible.
So, so it'll be Legends might be a loose term, but I think it'd be nice to get 10 ex-Everton players from our lifetime who we think would be good at a Wayne Rooney Street Striker at Bramley Moor Dock.
Probably Rooney.
Well, Rooney would be, he'd be presenting, he'd be doing the drills, he'd be showing them how it's done. Like he always did. He was always great when he went, I'll give Wayne a go. And he was so good at it.
Yeah.
And everyone's going, oh, but as if like he wouldn't be good. Everyone's like shocked.
Also though, if you like read into it, like he does a lot of times he couldn't do it. And he had to just keep taking loads of takes of it.
Right. Yeah, but he'd be better now.
He'd be better now.
Bramley Moor Dock. He'd be good at that.
Although Bob actually said a couple of weeks ago, didn't he? Do you think he could still play for
him? He
just wanted so he could play against him in the one-on-one. So I was going to open it out. I kind of thought of a few little names who, again, obviously not legends, but players who I think would.
You're
going to
say Jose
see.
Baxter now, aren't
no.
you?
No. Oh. Yala. Yannick Bolasie.
Do you bring him into
Delafeu, see how good he'd be.
I don't think he would be good.
Morales.
He's a one-trick pony.
We'll see how good Morales would be.
Pina.
He'd be good.
Stevie P, yeah.
Anyone
Skillman
else?
And Dai.
And Dai would be a good one.
I can't even respond to after you said Bolasie's done me.
It's his game though, isn't it?
But it's not. Yeah. It's Wayne Rooney.
And he could do the half-time entertainment.
He could
get BWP round.
Yeah, do the
have
clash.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Scrap that. Test events. Test events would be clashes, rap clashes with Yannick Bolasie.
Yeah.
Like a winner stays on.
Yeah, well, it'd be a moment.
Arteta would be good.
Arteta would give it a go. He's not really a street player, but
he cut ball though.
Yeah, he needs someone who's a bit rough and ready.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
That's what
but Arteta would be good at all them games.
Barkley.
I was thinking Barkley would be quite good. Is there anyone we think would just be Beto would be
the worst.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Do you reckon it is when he drops it off the roof, the ball will go back higher. Yeah.
I was also because I think his brother won it. Beckford. I think Beckford's brother won it. I think.
Really?
Did he?
I think so. Yeah. So I think give Beckford a go, see if he can beat his brother.
Yeah, but again, I don't think Beckford would be any good at that.
Yelavich would be great.
That goal he scores against Chelsea. Yeah. He's got under control.
He bagged though, didn't he?
Yeah, true as always.
So
lots of times in the FA Cup. Yeah.
Anyone else? Any kind of old school?
Alan Stubbs.
Kanchelskis.
Yeah. Limpar.
Yeah.
Them little like, neat and tidy footballers. But again, you need like
Richard I think
John Paul Kisick.
Isn't Sheedy?
I was going to say Sheedy, like just technical, just like.
Just like pinpoint.
Yeah, just like the ball will be in the barge, no danger kind of thing from anywhere.
He's also 70 odd now though.
Paul Bracewell, he does that switch and pass. You always say he could do them things as well. Great control.
So
Snod. He'd be a laugh.
He'd be presenting it.
Yeah. He'd be milling about. Yeah.
Still owes a drink.
Get
on your Snods. Charity games or a drink. Please,
so my testament will be a Wayne Rooney Street Striker in and around Bramley Moor Dock. See, I think a lot of your games are great. The two in Bramley Moor Dock, for my liking, need to be in and around the stadium.
My main criticism, I think it'd be really hard to understand what's going on. Do you think it'd just be all over the place?
No, yeah, you're going to you start outside.
No, I mean for the fans, though.
Would you have fans
are outside and then you move in?
You've got to test the turntiles, come on. Obviously.
That is the natural way of doing it. Yeah.
So you start outside at the barge, you've got it testing everyone around there, they're all in the fan park.
There's going to be 50,000 people around the barge.
Not 50,000, not going to be 50,000 people at the.
Is Jack Harrison in the maze yet?
Is there not
50,000 people watching? No, it's only one stand.
Oh.
So I think you've
been increasing it though, isn't that the whole point?
Yeah,
to be honest, it's your testament. You can have as many people as you want.
I'm thinking 5,000-10,000.
I'm having over allocation for mine.
It's just really testing. That's just real.
As soon as someone ends up in the maze, someone else can come in.
I think, testing outside, moving the fans in. So you're moving the fans in live. Then when you're in the stadium, you're testing out everything else. So I think, Wayne Rooney Street Striker, Bramley Moor Dock.
You can test all the big screens and all that, replays and all that. You know,
I think there's a lot that can be lights. Everything can be tested.
We've seen yesterday with you see the referee had spoke to the stadium first time yesterday. Had Andy Anderson.
Exactly. He can practice that. Yeah. That's working.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So okay. We'll go Wayne Rooney Street Striker as a test event. It'd be great. That.
You let yourself down by the mention of Balassi, but otherwise I think it's a very good suggestion.
Balassi will be all over that game. Balassi will be tweeting about that 1,000,000%.
Great.
He's not invited.
He'd want to be there.
What?
He's want to be there.
He's not welcome.
Put him in my team.
He's going in the
maze. I want to get booed.
He's going in the maze with Jack Harrison. That's where he's going.
Blassie would beat you in 1-on-1.
I can't believe you have to say that.
He's accepted that one, though. Obviously.
No, we're not being stupid.
He's just going straight in the cannon.
Yeah, going in the drink. I think it's a good suggestion. I think it's not as exciting as cannons.
That's where it is.
The loser is going in a cannon, which I could easily, if I said now one of these people's going in a cannon, I'd
all the left.
Yeah, I could also have a cannon in mine.
It doesn't work for you.
It does cost a
No, just check. It doesn't.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
it doesn't work.
No.
My bad.
And yours. Right then. Do we need an obvious? What's an obvious
I'd
one?
I'd say no.
Just the event itself.
No, yeah. The obvious one is Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney is the obvious one, but yeah, I mean, that will be boring.
It's so boring.
Is he going to be shot out of a cannon?
No, it's the obvious one, isn't it?
You might beat him in 1-on-1, to be fair.
I was going to beat him in singing. Can I press on him? I think I can sing better than him these days.
I'm just on
this. Only joking, Macca. Respect.
I'm sure he's listening.
I'm sure he is these days, But yeah, okay then. So we've got our suggestions for test events at the new ground at Bramley Moor Dock. We had myself. I've really got a title for mine.
It's just like a
Boo Boys match.
Boo-a-thon.
Boo-a-thon, yeah. So testing the acoustics of the ground, the booing. We had Sean who wanted to create a live traitors event, the first live traitors, and it had become like a. I was going to say franchise, not the right word within the club, is it? Like a link between, anyway, whatever it is. Yeah. Live traitors. Bob, we had a 1v1 shootout.
No, it's just Harrison in the drink.
Harrison in the drink.
Very much a test event for Callum. Yeah.
And then Callum with Wayne Rooney Street Striker being reenacted at the ground, testing all around it. Fantastic. Right, as always, get yourself over to X on the Graham poll and vote. And make sure you give your suggestions. There's plenty of discussion points there, particularly my Boo Boys team.
Yeah.
We've chosen our three games for this week. So obviously FA Cup weekend. So we've gone for Southampton against Swansea, Sunderland against Stoke, and then Borough against Blackburn. Let's spin the wheel and see what we're playing with. Of course not. Yes, that's the one we wanted. It's Middlesbrough against Blackburn.
Which Barclays should is high, really.
It absolutely is. Battle of the Barclays, man. Now, I'm assuming we don't really have anything to comment on it. Should we just get our number?
I've got loads. I've got a few things written down.
I've got a dossier. Yeah. I can't borrow back.
Yeah. I've prepared for this game.
It's just the FA. Everything we said last year, the FA rubbish, isn't it? The FA Cup.
And Blackburn and Borough both doing quite well, though. in the Championship.
Yeah, I think they're both not
like
far
playoffs, aren't they? Yeah.
Borough, Michael Carrick, aren't they? Supposed to play some nice football. But yeah, it's just, I think, FA Cup, especially, yeah, Everton playing on a Thursday night, it's just rubbish,
it's
isn't
a joke,
it?
Though.
Yeah. It just is rubbish, the FA Cup now. Yeah. That's one thing I always think I wish I'd have been around or like been aware of it. I probably was still good when we were young, but before then, when the FA Cup was probably the be-all and end-all.
I think
football, I wish I'd have seen.
I just don't get why they just keep messing with things. Like, why mess with the FA Cup? Mm. Like, why just have to change it? It was fine the way it was.
It got broke by like the Champions League getting so big, and then all these like the big teams and the big squads and the big money.
Yeah, I know. I just mean like getting rid of replays is a joke of a decision.
Yeah,
playing the games on a Thursday night is stupid. Just all that, just have them all on a Saturday. I think a Friday night is silly.
I agree. It should be just
have on a Saturday 3 o'clock. Have replays. Definitely.
I know Peterborough complained and they come into Goodison, but like, imagine them, like, I don't think they've ever come to Goodison in an official fixture. Really? And then, you know, imagine like that Saturday 3 o'clock, you know, getting up just a normalish time, 7, 8 o'clock in the morning, travelling down. Now it's like, I mean, the loads won't have been able to go, especially with the travel. But
yeah, so I think the Everton shareholders wrote a letter to the FA that they're complaining about.
They only sent it last week.
There's never going to be a
Peterborough complained straight away. But I think.
Like the gate won't be anywhere near as good as it.
So also, I think the beauty of the FA Cup was anyone could win it or get to the final. Now you just can't, can you? You know, you can pick who's going to win it now. When you can guess. You'd have six guesses and you're going to get it right.
That's one of those guesses and not going to be Everton.
That's me. Yeah, obviously it's going to be one of the top six, probably one of the top three or four. Just rubbish. Bring back the FA Cup.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, please.
Right.
And what the charity games.
I feel so.
Can't be playing the FA Cup.
You know the FA Cup's missing? Cannons.
What do you reckon is the lowest level of team, Bob, that you actually, like, you know, what team could you actually pick a player to be best in?
It's RYM.
Jack Harrison.
No, I'm saying like Harrogate Town are playing Leeds, as you said, could like.
Yeah.
Could you beat someone in the Harrogate Town?
Obviously not.
Jack Harrison, though, you could.
Yeah.
150 Jack, Premier League appearances.
Yeah, but Jack Harrison has clearly won some form of competition.
He has to play for Borough or Blackburn, has
he? He has played for Borough. He's on loan at Borough. Should still be there.
It's a low number, you're used to
say. Right, speaking of the number, let's get it. So, as always, 50 and 450, and I'll have Bob as my witness.
Did you witness?
That's good. We got mates.
Yeah.
Bob is my witness.
I do like that. I like that. Get that on the hat. You know, £30 off the bottom.
I do spend a lot of money on mates. What has Bob is my witness?
Right. Our number this week is.
Oh, fuck off.
Oh.
444. Wow.
444. Our highest number ever.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's 450 is the max, isn't it?
Yes, it's six. It's six off the max. That's genuinely insane.
Okay.
Right, so there's our number. In a minute, we will have a little time, but before that, we need a song of the week.
Oh, yeah.
How long was Jack Harrison on loan for?
Probably not.
15 years.
Might be 400 off there.
Song of the week. Test of
it. I think we go with a classic FA Cup song. Given that we're like big enough the FA Cup.
Okay.
Classic FA Cup song.
Yeah. You just all
which X Factor winner did sing the classic FA Cup song? Well, again, like, is it a football song?
Yeah, is it a football song?
All together now. Get Mitchell on the blower now.
Save him.
I've already nominated Ozzy's Dream for.
Oh, can we not do like a band where like a member's been sacked in honour of Sean Dyche going today?
Kasabian.
Yeah. E17. Billy for that.
Yeah. Could do what if Kasabian's right? Is that I'm on fire?
Yeah.
Because that's going to be Jack Harrison getting shot out of a cannon.
Or we could do something like the FA Cup's obviously not what it was. So a band that were great, but now we're.
Marine not. Five?
Arctic Monkeys.
Nah, Marine Five.
Oasis. Marker.
No, they I'm saying like, but no,
you've got to be good.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Can't be Arctic Monkeys.
Moon 5 is still top notch.
Any songs? Cannon? Any Cannon songs?
Cannon.
Cannonball by Little Mix.
X Factor.
X Factor. It always comes back to it. I love it.
Yeah. Cannonball.
Do a cannonball. Okay,
also,
everyone.
The cannonball kid, Dave Ixon. So, rest in peace.
It all comes together. Welcome back. So we've all got an answer.
The fine answer.
Well, yeah, we've all got our name.
A name.
I've got the answer.
Okay, so we're going to change the format slightly. Normally, when we're on Zoom, we'll have one person checking. But as I proved last time, that does not work here. So we're all going to check our own individually after we say it. So whoever wants to go first can then check their answer. Anyone? I think Tosh and Callum are fighting.
Go on, you can go.
Go on, you go, it's fine, go on.
I don't think we've gone the same because I don't know whether mine played, so I've just gone for the first name. I think we definitely played for Middlesbrough.
Go on.
Chris Rigott.
Oh.
That's not much, sure. However, I know for a fact he played for Derby first. Early 2000s, he played for Derby.
Did he,
I mean, I definitely didn't go Chris Rigott.
You sure you don't want him? I was guessing the one I thought you were going to have.
Yeah. I say that enough for a fact, I'm sure he did.
No, now you say it, that does sound right.
Yeah. In that, like, Rory Delap team, I'm sure he played for Derby.
Again, surely he was playing for Borough for a while, though, wasn't he? No?
I've no idea.
Oh, no.
Do you want me to go next?
So I'm starting to check.
Yeah,
go on, I'll go next. Okay, so I also went a Middlesbrough player. I had... You're Blackburn, aren't you?
Yeah, you Borough.
Are you Borough? Either. All right, okay, so... I was thinking of possibly a goalie, but then I went another route. And I think this player was a centre mid and played a lot. Leadbitter, Grant Leadbitter.
He was hasn't he?
Yeah. Was that for Sunderland?
Was it? Was that not on the...
I wasn't there that week.
I think I'd...
Did you say Grant Leadbitter recently, haven't you?
Fairly recently, but I might have been for Sunderland. I don't know.
I think it might
have been. Was he at Sunderland for a long time?
I think he had two spells at Sunderland.
It was literally the last episode Grant Leadbitter took us the
answer. Was it?
For Sunderland?
I think he had a big spell at Middlesbrough in between two spells.
I do hope so, but...
Wait, are we still allowing it?
Yeah.
Why would you not allow it?
If it's a very different team.
It's a different team.
You have Lee Catamull.
It's a different team.
He actually did play for both, yeah.
No one's going to say Chris Rigott again. Right.
Carl, you go check.
Carl kind of suggested he was going to go for a goalkeeper, and I'm going to go for one for Borat and say Mark Schwarzer.
That was the keeper was thinking of, Mark Schwarzer.
He was on my list.
That's a great shot.
That was the keeper I was thinking of.
He was the one. I just didn't know he'd be enough.
He definitely won't be.
He went to Chelsea for a bit, but didn't he?
Fulham.
Oh, was he? Of course he was, yeah.
Oh, yeah, but you probably...
Was that one of Van der Sar?
No, I think it's a good chat. I was on my list, but I couldn't remember how long he was there for.
So one, Bob, you need to get checking.
Oh, shit, sorry.
You will need to check, man.
And I'll go last then. I only had one player written down. I've gone for Blackburn. I think I'm the only Blackburn. And I've gone for a centre-half who looked about 100 at the time when he played. I've gone for Colin Hendry.
Oh.
Oh, no.
I'll get checking. I think it'll have a blast anyway.
You know, it's bad when he said he only played in the Premier League 166 times. <the first time. laughs> Oh, that has gone terribly.
Oh, I'm not complaining.
I had Schwarzer first though, so that's not gone well.
Get in.
You got yours, Carl?
Yeah. Yes, I have.
I like this number. I reckon we should do this number more often.
What's happening? I'm out.
Oh, yeah, no, it's close enough.
I can't find mine.
That's far out there.
Right, while I find mine, because I'm struggling. Tosh, do you want to reveal yours?
I'm just going to make sure I did have Mark Schwartz on my list, just to Callum can check that. The other one I just Ryan Nelson was the other one.
Oh,
he was a Blackburn for a while, wasn't he? But yeah, Chris Rigott apparently did not play for Borough for that long.
That's some shout that. Not for like somebody wasn't even there for that long.
No, because I literally couldn't think, but I thought he was like an old dog playing for that team. He must have been there a while. But yeah,
fair enough.
He played 148 times, so 296 out.
That is a Sean answer, that.
Yeah.
Ryan Nelson, 208.
Not much better. No. But you're about to find out what Marsh Water did, aren't we? So.
Yep.
So Grant Leadbitter was 244. So exactly nice 200 round. Out. Yeah, I did say I'd be about 200 out.
Oh, yeah, we did. He was the last game, but.
Yours,
I haven't. I'm really struggling.
You are useless in it.
If someone else could find it, that'd be great. Because I'm just really struggling. Colin Hendry.
Mark Schwarzer made 438 appearances for Middlesbrough. Six hours.
That's actually a joke.
Wow. Can't believe I've gone saying.
Oh my god, that's a joke.
I actually had that as well. Which is...
that is bad. That I.
Yeah. Can someone help me with Colin Hendry, please?
Once again, I've been done by Chris Riggott. And is it a law?
Yes, I'm on it now. So.
Thanks.
Are you searching the end?
Right, so currently we've got Bob in top, Callum in second, Tosh very way much out. Last.
Do you just want me to reveal yours?
Yeah, because I don't know.
Okay, Sean Hendry played a total
of
247 times for Blackburn.
Where's I've that got 244.
Let's go with the higher one.
Not for your
I got 247 on transfer market. Yeah.
Right, so where does that put me against Callum?
Second.
Why, what were you?
244. By three.
No, you're closer, aren't you? Oh, no.
Just say
no,
yeah. 244, but then when you actually click on it, it says 247.
Use the website, that's what we always do.
Yeah.
Right, so good game, lads. So we have got a league table which we will update. Well, someone will. But let's reveal the points for today anyway. So in last place on 1 point, it's
Chris
Riggo.
It's Chris Riggott, number one fan, Michael Tosh.
Yeah, let me down, Chris Riggott. Then.
Yeah, that's too fair.
he should have played more. Yeah,
he's let himself down and you down.
He did play for Derby, so Sean was right on there, amongst a few other clubs. But
yeah. In third place on 244 was Callum, so he gets 2 points. In second place, three ahead, 247, was me with Colin Hendry. And then way out in front with an actually insane answer of, what was it, 438?
38, so six out.
438.
Directing this at Max.
Wow, he calls you a cheat.
Yeah, calls me a cheat.
Yeah, well, in fairness.
At me next time, Max.
In fairness. You can't argue that he is six out
unless
on
he cheats and see it on my page.
On a
huge well, I might have given the idea to be fair. Then I said the thing.
Four points for Rob. So yeah, fair play, lads.
Fair play. Twice the champion. Twice the best.
Yeah. Well done,
can't argue with that. Well, I mentioned Max. Shout out to Max's new podcast.
We should actually. Yeah. Do you know what? He actually shouted us out on his most recent episode. He was talking about one of his rounds, and he said, "Go and listen to the Keeping Up Appearances quiz." So. Yeah, I don't know if, I hope you all listen. And I hope everyone does at home. Yeah. Go and listen to Quiz and Kicks on Spotify.
Should get a charity game in Boston going.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Yeah. That'd be easy to sort out.
Yeah.
I'll leave that one with you. Yeah.
I didn't travel to Crosby, but I will travel to Boston.
Yeah, that's fine. So yeah, listen to Quiz and Kicks. Like, share, do all that. Follow him because he's
haven't
good lad.
Reunited?
Rizzle Kicks.
Oh, Rizzle Kicks.
I'll finish this sentence eventually.
Song of the week.
Jesus Christ. Anyway, nice one, yeah.
But if you can only listen to one podcast a week, it should be.
Yeah.
But Max is only short, so I reckon you can squeeze both in.
Instead of ours.
Max. No.
Which Max, one should I listen to?
Max just comes out on a Monday, ours comes out on a Friday. You got plenty of time in between. Okay.
Balance of the two.
Yeah.
It is.
Sister podcast, haven't we? That's how big we are.
We are huge. It's like Keep Up Appearances Network, isn't it?
This universe.
Yeah, it is, yeah. QA Universe.
Right,
go on, Cal.
On that note,
keep thinking of yourself as well, yeah.
Well, thank you very much, guys, for joining us this week on our podcast. We hope it'll be a big 2025. I think we've got off with a bang. First one of the year in the studio.
I like it.
You're welcome, Bob. Meant that. So, as always, please do share, like, subscribe, tell your friends. Please do share the YouTube link when this goes live. Send it to your group chats and everything else. And we really do appreciate it. Head over to our Graham poll on our X to please vote on Maroon 5 for this week. Tosh, I think, won two of those wins at the beginning
and the end game.
Looked up there, and he won the heart of Chris Riggott's family in key appearances at the end. But Bob with an unbelievable shout with Mark Schwarter at the end to take that home.
I can't believe he had Schwarter written down.
The all-time worst guess, was it?
I'm sure glad it wasn't me.
Chris Riggott's a good answer. Yeah.
No, I think it actually is a good answer.
Bob Barkley's answer, but
it is a good
terrible
answer.
Real answer.
So, yeah.
Only Tosh would claim that as any kind of good answer. Yeah.
So, guys, please do like, comment, share. Do comment on our exactly for our Maroon 5. See who you would put in Tosh's team. Who would you want to do? Street striker. Who would you want to see fight out of a cannon / play one-on-one with? And
mainly
who do you think are the traitors? But other than that, we'll see you next week.